Good morning, and welcome to the GeoPark Limited conference call following the results announcement for the second quarter ended June 30th, 2015. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please call Grayling in New York at +1-646-284-9400, and we will have one sent to you. Alternatively, you may obtain a copy of the release at the investor support section on the company's corporate website at www.geopark.com. A replay of today's call may be accessed by dialing in on the numbers provided in the press release or by accessing the webcast in the investor support section of the GeoPark corporate website. Before we continue, please note that certain statements contained in the results release and on this conference call are forward-looking statements rather than historical facts and are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described. With respect to such forward-looking statements, the company seeks protections afforded by the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These risks include a variety of factors, including competitive developments and risk factors listed from time to time in the company's SEC reports and public releases. Those lists are intended to identify certain principal factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described in the forward-looking statements, but are not intended to represent a complete list of the company's business. All financial figures included herein were prepared in accordance to IFRS and are stated in U.S. dollars unless otherwise noted. Reserve figures correspond to PRMS standards. On the call today from GeoPark is James F. Park, Chief Executive Officer, Augusto Zubillaga, Chief Operating Officer, Andre Ocampo, Chief Financial Officer, and Pablo Ducci, Capital Markets Director. And now I'll turn the call over to James Park. Mr. Park, you may begin.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. In December last year, GeoPark quickly moved to adjust our work programs, investments, and cost structure to prepare for and accommodate a sustained period of lower oil prices in the $45 to $50 per barrel range. Our strong performance during the second quarter reflects these decisive actions. Our overall cash costs, made up of production, operating, G&G, G&A, and selling costs, were reduced by 38%. Capital expenditures were cut back by 84%. Cash in hand increased to $105 million. And all the while, production has been generally maintained. These efforts are ongoing and continue to generate new, lower-cost growth opportunities. We are also pleased to be back drilling again, which we will continue for the remainder of the year. Importantly, our successful drilling program on the Llanos 34 block in Colombia has been resumed, and already with some good indications. The Llanos 34 block, operated by GeoPark, represents the strongest growth story in the Colombian oil industry in the last 2 years. Our success in preserving cash and effectively allocating capital also demonstrates the underlying strength and diversity of our rich asset platform. In addition to our certified 122 million barrels of discovered 2P oil and gas reserves, valued at $1.7 billion, an independent audit of our exploration resources was conducted and identified a potential of 770 million to 1.5 billion barrels of oil equivalent. These are resources located in proven hydrocarbon basins managed by an experienced team with a strong regional track record and a 70% historical drilling success rate. And while continuing to develop our organic assets, we also remain active in the search for an acquisition of new, exceptional shareholder value-adding projects, with our main focus on divestments by national oil companies, corporate M&A opportunities, and individual, attractive, low-cost, bolt-on assets. GeoPark's existing five-country platform and operating teams, we have a wide universe of viable and attractive acquisition opportunities. In this regard, we are pleased to partner again with Wintershall, Germany's largest oil and gas producer, on a new high-potential, low-cost block in the Neuquén Basin, which is a good strategic fit to our portfolio with respect to geology, potential, cost, and timing. We also would like to thank GeoPark's team for its professionalism and heart, and which again is creating results and positioning us to continue on our nine-year track record of growth. Thank you, and let's please turn to Zubi for operational highlights.
Okay, thanks, Jim, and good morning to everyone. Let's please focus on three main operational pillars: production, cost optimization, and drilling. One, during the second quarter, oil and gas production averaged 19,500 barrels of oil per day, led by continuing production growth in Colombia, along with stable production in Brazil and declining production in Chile. This was impacted by no new wells being drilled during the first half of the year. Two, on cost optimization, our team has attacked our entire cost structure across the board with meaningful results. Our work program investments have been reduced by over 80%, and our production and operating costs have been reduced by over 40%. This has opened up some new opportunities, such as restarting the profitable operation of the Yatín La Cuerva oil field in Colombia after redesigning the operation to reduce operating costs by over 50%. Our drilling costs have also been reduced by over 20%, which allow us to generate attractive returns with payout ratios between 8 to 12 months for our drilling program this year, even at $45 to $50 per barrel oil prices. And three, drilling restarted in June with the drilling of two new exploration prospects. Electric logs from the Chachalaca 1 well in Llano 34 indicate the presence of hydrocarbons in both the Mirador and Guadalupe formations. We will continue drilling for the remaining of the year with the addition of another 5 to 6 wells in Colombia, representing a mix of exploration and development wells. And currently, we are drilling Jacana 1. So other activities worth noting during the quarter include: in Chile, the Chirihue gas field in Tierra del Fuego was put on production, and also the treatment plant for the Ache gas field in the Fell block is under construction with an expected start-up in the fourth quarter. In Brazil, the new compression plant for the Manati gas field was constructed on time and within budget by our operator, Petrobras. The tie-in required Manati production to be shut in for 15 days during July and August. We also signed an amendment to expand our gas sales contract with Petrobras to cover 100% of Manati gas reserves. So thanks, and we'll now turn the call over to Andres.
Thank you, Zubi, and good morning, everyone. As a result of the drop in oil prices, our net revenues decreased by 53% to $62 million during this quarter. Our ongoing cost reduction efforts and improved efficiencies, combined with the depreciation of the local currencies, has resulted in reducing our cash cost by 33% to $20 per barrel of oil equivalent in the second quarter of 2015. Our adjusted EBITDA generation for the quarter amounted to $28 million, $11 million higher than the first quarter, and our operating netback per barrel increased to $23 per barrel of oil equivalent. That's 44% higher than the first quarter. The net loss for this quarter amounted to $9.4 million, mainly impacted by depreciation charges of $24 million, $8 million of financial expenses, $5.5 million in taxes, and $3.7 million in foreign exchange results that positively impacted our dollar-denominated debt in Brazil during this quarter. Our capital expenditures were down by 84% to $10 million in the second quarter this year, compared to $66 million in the second quarter last year. The incremental adjusted EBITDA generation, combined with the significant capex reduction, allowed the company to generate $14 million of positive net free cash flow during the quarter, and therefore increasing the cash position from $91 million in March to $105 million at the end of June. GeoPark's total assets as of June 30 amounted to $967 million, while our total financial debt was of $370 million, including the $300 million bond that is due in 2020 and the $70 million credit facility with Itaú Bank in Brazil. Our equity as of June decreased by $47.5 million compared to December due to the accumulated losses throughout this year, and amounted to $432 million, which included minority interests of $98 million related to LG's participation in the Chilean and Colombian operations. So, as Subi and Jim mentioned, we are pleased to have restarted our drilling activities to find and produce more oil and gas, and with the effectiveness of our cost efficiency efforts. We look forward to delivering more results during the second part of the year, and are strongly positioned with more cash on our balance sheet to execute the most value-adding project selected from our wide portfolio of opportunities. So thank you, and let's now please ask the operator to open the call for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Diego Mendez with Itaú. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, guys, good morning. So I have two main questions. The first one is regarding our strategy for the next year. What are you guys thinking that you're going to do if oil prices remain more or less where they are today? So would you still continue drilling in Colombia? But what would happen to Chile and to Peru? And also if you could provide us updates on what is happening on the Tierra del Fuego, if there was any involvement in the studies there, and also in the case of Peru, if you were able to sign the new contract with PetroPeru. Thank you.
So, thank you, Diego. As far as when we first back in December, we decided to plan for 2 years of this low oil price. So really set everything in motion for a period of low oil prices for the next 2 years. As part of our capital allocation program, the way we look at projects, all our business units submit projects for our budgets, and we rank those based on economic, technical, and strategic reasons to really determine what the program is. The great success that we've been having in Colombia with the Tigana and Tua fields make those quite attractive programs, so we probably could expect that a lot of the capital would go towards the development and expansion of those particular fields. With respect to Tierra del Fuego, we're actually having a meeting on that right after this call with our team from Chile. So that's an ongoing process, and can answer that a little better next call.
And this quarter, we were able to put on production a new field in Tierra del Fuego, the Chirihuega field, as we mentioned in the introduction. And lastly, on the Peru question, we haven't yet closed the acquisition there. We are still pending the Supreme Decree. We expect that to come in during September. We continue working with the government entities to provide information necessary to get that process finished the soonest the better.
Okay, thank you. And just last question. What is the production expectations for the fourth quarter coming from the Ache field in Chile?
Well, Hi, Diego. Subi here. The Ache field is going to be going to put on production in October. So that well going to put on production between 200 to 250 cubic meter a day of gas. 200,000 cubic meter a day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you. And once again, as a reminder, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question. And our next question comes from the line of Ardan Cardona. Please go ahead with your questions.
Hey, Jim. This is Andres Cardona. Just a quick question about La Cuerva. How much production are you expecting from this field now that it's turned on again?
Hi, Andres. Andres here.
We put on production this field in July, so we're starting with 600 barrels of oil per day, and we are estimating to reach a production of 800 barrels of oil per day at the end of this month.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Our next question comes from the line of Daniel Lerner with Carvel Investors. Please go ahead with your questions.
Hi, good morning, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Very good.
Yes.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how are you? Just a quick question, just to get an idea of the cost reductions that you've been able to implement. Can you give us any guidance as to how much of that is nominal price reduction as opposed to the assistance of a depreciated currency in your markets? I'm just trying to get an idea of how much the currency is helping you versus just real like-for-like cost reduction. Any possibility on giving us guidance there?
Yes. On a consolidated basis, approximately 60% of our base costs are nominated in local currencies. So the impact of, in this quarter, the impact of the devaluation takes approximately 40 to 50% of the cost reductions. And the rest is basic reductions or making the operations more efficient. That's ballpark figures.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, that is star 1 to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Jamie Somerville with TD Securities. Please go ahead with your question.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for the call and thanks for taking my question. A couple of questions on peripheral assets here. Coming back to La Cuerva, so you've reduced the OPEX by 50%. I think you've just clarified that about half of that is coming from the FX rate. Can you clarify what the rest is coming from? Is it lower transportation costs? What exactly is it? And maybe I'll follow that up with, when you made the decision to put this asset back on stream, were oil prices higher, and are you actually achieving reasonable netbacks with the decline in oil price that we've seen over the last couple of months since June?
Hi, Jamie, and thank you for your question. Yes, it was reduced by 50%. There's a combination of aspects there. Probably in the case, the 50% given by depreciation is on a consolidated basis. In the case of La Cuerva, it's higher the impact of redesigning the operation. La Cuerva is a block that has a number of wells and has inside roads So basically, we put it back on with fewer wells producing, with the most efficient wells on production, and that's why the production is going to be around 800 as opposed to 1200 when it was shut in originally. We also reduced the transportation cost significantly, the road maintenance significantly. The headcount of people working on the field has also been reduced significantly. We changed the fuel for generating the energy in the field, which also reduced the cost a lot. And that allowed us to put it back on production and make it generate positive cash flow at $45 to $50 oil prices, which is what we are using for the whole year.
Okay, thank you. And then just can you clarify with the Argentina deal, that $5 million farm-in, is that what you expect to spend at 100% for these two wells to carry Wintershall through these first two wells, or is there a spending cap there?
Yes, that's what we expect to spend on the cost of the wells.
Okay. And can you talk strategically in your interest in Argentina? It's interesting that, and I think you have overheads in Argentina, so there's maybe tax reasons to have production in Argentina, but you're doing an exploration farm in. Is that strategically, you know, positioning yourself to be in Argentina when things potentially change through the elections, or how do you think about Argentina specifically?
Okay. Yes, one of the reasons, you know, we have a big corporate office here in Argentina, and we always, and our team knows all the basins here very well. We've evaluated projects in Argentina for many years, never found the right one or a good one for us to participate. In this case, our technical team presented this project as being one of the most attractive conventional place in the Neuquén Basin with some unconventional upside as well. It also is in partnership with a good operator as Wintershall. And yes, for us it makes sense to have some production in Argentina because we have a corporate office here. The commitment is modest and is extended in time, so it's not until the end of next year that we have to put capital in it. And also, these are very good prospects with very high chances of success. Our team was very positive about them, and that's why we decided to move in.
Thank you very much.
And it seems that we have no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the floor back to Mr. Jim Park for closing remarks.
Thank you all again for joining today to review our performance and opportunities in 2015. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. Thank you.